The Sparkling Silver Summer Review. The International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever, present the Raymond Page Show, Music Comedy.
Music Comedy!
Your favorite comedies and love stories with your all-time favorite melodies. And tonight, a psychiatric fiesta set in San Francisco. Robert Carson's Watchdog. The cast.
I am Johnny Desmond, and I play the part of Fred.
My name is Julie Conway. I play the part of Hilda.
My name is Kenny Bowers, and I play the part of Emery.
We are on Carol.
And the escorts. Now I shall play the overture.
Everybody on stage. Get along without women. But Dr. Sven Borson, San Francisco's eminent psychiatrist, felt he could get along well enough with no more patients. With his lovely daughter Hilda, he retired, but still they sought him out. And he sighed when an unfamiliar young man with the old familiar wild-eyed look came dashing into his study.
Doctor, my name is O'Rourke, Fred O'Rourke. I think I'm a crackpot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. O'Rourke. I've retired.
But, Doctor, I know from your reputation that you're the only man who can help me.
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Rourke. I just can't do it.
Okay, Doc, if that's the way you feel about it, let the president find out I'm guarding him.
The president? You mean Mr. Truman?
No, I mean Alfred Lundquist, the president of United Fabricated Products.
What's your position with him?
Well, my job is actually to handle public relations, but lately I've gotten the feeling that somebody might throw a bomb into his car or shoot him. So I've begun to guard him.
But President Lundquist is a dear friend of mine. He hasn't an enemy in the world.
I know it, Doc, but I've got to guard him just the same. You never can tell. The world is full of screwballs.
Yes, I guess it is.
Then shall I take off my coat and shirt?
Your head. Tell me, O'Rourke, what did you do before you went to work for Lundquist?
Well, I was in the Secret Service. My job was to guard people, big shots. Big shots that somebody wanted to shoot or stab or poison or blow up.
I see. Go on, then what?
Well, then I took this job. Uh-huh. All at once, I find myself standing on the running board of his car and casing the people as we pass.
Uh-huh.
I always manage to eat a little of his food before he does, and Doc, when he goes to the theater, I go even more nuts because I keep remembering Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth.
Well, O'Rourke, I'd say that you're suffering from a mental hangover from your Secret Service days.
Could be, Doc.
A little physiotherapy ought to take care of it. Of course, I'll need a few sessions on an exploratory basis.
Oh, bless your heart, Doc. Could we have them at night? President Lundquist is usually home then, and I'd feel a lot safer.
Well, I guess so.
Oh!
Stand up and put on your shirt. If this is an illusion, be happy that you're losing your mind. Be glad to be mad.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Father. I didn't realize you were with the patient.
That's quite all right. We're through for the present. This is my daughter, Hilda, Mr. O'Rourke.
Hiya, Hilda. I imagine I'm crazy, but gosh, I think you're the most beautiful girl I ever saw.
Why, thank you.
What? Don't thank me. I may be wrong, but gosh, I think you're wonderful. I may be nuts, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous, but I'm always wrong. So how can I tell? I'm classified as a crackpot. Show me a tree and I'll climb. If this is really the jackpot, it's the very first time. You came along, so I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I'm really wrong. treatments tonight, Doc?
Gee, from what I hear, I'd say the sooner the better.
Yes. Can you come back at 8, Mr. O'Rourke?
Well, can I? See you at 8, Hilda.
One more delay, but too long to wait for his second trip to heaven. O'Rourke shut up at 7.
Hello, Angel.
Oh, Mr. O'Rourke. You're early. It's only 7.
Well, I wanted to spend an hour looking at you. You know, you look just like a Viking princess.
That makes 814 times I've been told that. The 1,000th man gets a cigar and a trip home to see his mother.
Oh, my mother wouldn't want to see me. I'm in terrible shape. Hilda, you sit here and I'll sit here.
Mr. O'Rourke, this chair was made for one.
I know. Look at me, princess. We have the same color eyes.
Yours have a funny gleam.
Well, that's because I'm looking at you.
I've got to go right now.
Hilda, here's Emery.
Well, bring him in, Father.
Hello, darling.
Hello, my dear. Emery, I'll be ready in just a minute.
Oh, so you're the lucky guy who's going to take Princess to dinner, huh? All I can say, Emery boy, is that if I were you or if she were my girl, I'd be so happy I'd go batty.
You sound batty already.
Hey, he's one of my patients, Emery.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, fella. Nice to know you. How you feeling?
I'm beginning to underestimate the power of women.
Underestimate it?
Yeah, they do more for you in the movies than they do in real life. Hey, remember the picture with Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck?
Yeah?
Well, she cured him.
You better let Dr. Bornson take care of you, fella. Women are all right in their place, but you can't depend on them. I know a lot of men who never believe them. And I know a lot of men who would never leave them.
You read, of course, every day some divorce. No matter where you go, you hear of a scandal. Why are the women getting harder to handle? Cold as ice. Then they're nice. Still, some fellas marry them twice.
You can't get along when you're with them or without them. Girls, right or wrong, there is something nice about them. They're stubborn and contrary. Expensive, still they're very necessary. Each little peach has a way that's so endearing. Oh, how your dough has a way of disappearing. You know that half the world is saying we need them. Still the other half is praying for freedom. You can't get along with you, with them or without them. You gotta have them, that's all, they're fine and dandy. You gotta have them, that's all, like sugar candy. You gotta have them, that's all.
She
took his breath away.
I'm ready, Emery, darling. Shall we go?
Oh, don't go yet. Doctor, I think I need a little feminine interest.
Why, what do you mean, Mr. O'Rourke?
Well, I know I'd get over my trouble if Hilda would give me some attention.
That's just about enough.
Why, Emery, I think you're jealous.
Well, I'm not responsible for my actions, Emery boy.
Father, maybe I could help you.
Well,
If Ingrid Bergman could cure Gregory Peck, well, why can't I cure Mr. O'Rourke?
Well, Bergman fell in love with Peck.
Oh.
Hey, Dr. Bornson, can't you do something about this?
Certainly, I'm doing it. I have him under observation.
So have I, and I don't like it.
Well, come with me, Emery boy, and I'll explain.
Will you help me, Princess?
Well, it's not part of my duties as a daughter to fall in love with father's patients, but, well, supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you? And I should say, for you are yours. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare, would you take my love and share it?
I'm not supposing I
afternoon, I spent some time up in the booth talking to Charlie. Charlie's our front light man, the guy who works the spotlights. And gosh, the things he can do.
Look, Danny, I told you, it's a cinch.
There you are, looking at a couple of old trees and something or other that's supposed to be a moon, and all of a sudden, Charlie throws the switch. Moonlight, romance, magic, enchantment. And not just make-believe, either. It's the real thing.
And look, Danny, like I told you, it's a cinch. You gotta know what gives it the stuff, that's all. Hey, you ought to know about that. Look, what happens when you take some of that there international sterling that you're always talking about and put it on a table? Any old table.
Hey, you're right. Elegant.
Yeah.
Graciousness.
Uh-huh.
Dignity.
It's a cinch, I told you.
Well, that's because international is the real thing. Solid silver, created with a beauty and craftsmanship that make each piece truly a work of art. A perfect example of that is International's lovely pattern, Serenity. There's a picture of Serenity in this week's Life magazine, and even the picture will show you the exquisite simplicity and quiet grace of this design. The first thing you notice are the beautiful lines, the perfect proportions set off by the delicate tracery at the sides of the shaft. And when you see Serenity in a complete place setting, see how perfectly all the pieces blend together, you'll know it could have been created only by the true artist and superior craftsman of famous international sterling. Like all international patterns, Serenity is distinctive and unusual. See it at your international sterling dealers tomorrow. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever. When Fred O'Rourke first called on Dr. Bornson, he wanted the doctor's help in ironing out some mental wrinkles. But once he met the great psychiatrist's lovely daughter, Hilda, and her boyfriend, Emery, O'Rourke really went off the psychiatric deep end.
Oh, hi, Princess.
Oh, it's you. Is Father expecting you?
Oh, I don't know. Suddenly everything went black.
Where am I?
Your appointment isn't until Tuesday. What's going on here, O'Rourke?
Well, that's what I want to find out. Is Emery Boyd coming over?
Yes, as soon as he can get away from his mother. She's very demanding. And so am I. I demand that you leave right now.
Oh, I feel dizzy and faint, Princess. Do you mind if I sit down with you on my lap?
See you, O'Rourke. I never flirt with Father's patients. It might upset the doctor's treatment. I know it would upset Emery, and it would upset me no end.
Well, maybe we'd better part forever.
Well, maybe we should.
Wait. I don't want to shake hands. That's no way to say farewell.
But... Oh. I hope I'm dreaming all this. You kissed me. If I'm not dreaming... Oh, gosh.
Don't say that, Princess. If you are but a dream, I hope I never wake up. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you might vanish in the air. So, darling, if our romance would break up, I hope I never wake up.
I know,
Doc. I'm due Tuesday, but something's happened.
It certainly has.
I don't want to guard Mr. Lundquist anymore.
Fine.
Now I want to guard Hilda. What do you call that?
Well, I'd call it a plain case of... No, I wouldn't. I'd call it a plain case of transference.
Well, then please punch my transference. I've got to guard her. I'll go out of my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd better close the curtains. Hilda, please sit in this chair. What's that?
It's probably Emery.
Oh, Emery boy.
Dad, will you see if that's Emery Boy? Darn it, stop calling him Emery Boy.
Well, I'll just get between you and the door.
Hello, Emery.
Good evening, Doctor. Hello, Hilda, darling.
Hold it. Emery Boy.
Hey, Lou, don't look on my leg. Hey, you're making a harm.
Please, release him at once.
Sure. I thought he had a knife.
Say, what is this?
A rock has appointed himself my bodyguard.
What do you mean?
Whither she goes, there tag along I.
We're going to the theater. And then afterwards, you're going to meet my mother for the first time. It's important for you to make a good impression on mother.
Well, then, I'll stay here with Mr. O'Rourke, and you can go to the theater alone. My greatest loyalty is to my father's work.
Thank you, Hilda.
Well, all right. You can come. Fine. Emery Boy, you stay a little behind the princess, and I'll stay in front. If we have any trouble, you shield her with your own body. I'll take on the attackers. Let's go.
Good night, and good luck.
Emery Boy, is your chauffeur above reproach?
Well, he's been with Mother 20 years, and nobody who isn't above reproach stays with Mother for that long.
And that includes me.
I'm sure it does. With all this attention, I almost feel like a princess. With two devoted cavaliers.
What do you mean, two? I thought O'Rourke was just a bodyguard.
Yeah, just a bodyguard. But one who is ready to guard her with his life.
Yes, don't be so ungracious to one of my subjects, Emery Boy. The princess is pleased to accept the attention of two cavaliers. Of course, if I choose one, then I lose one. I can walk with two, I can talk with two, even spoon with two. But I can't go on a honeymoon with two. Two loves there are, and they tear me apart. Two loves there are. When I'm in a gay mood, to spend my life love I crave, then again a time my other love can make me a slave. I can't deny that to both I am true. Two loves have I. Both of them are you.
Here we are.
Oh, my gosh, look at the crowd. Emery Boy, you keep on the princess's right. I'll lead the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you doing with that gun?
What gun?
Oh, this gun.
Hey, what's this? Let me see that rod, Mac.
It's all right, officer.
What do you mean, all right?
Oh, I'm guarding the princess here.
Oh, you are? Well, listen, son. People don't need bodyguards in San Francisco.
He's not a real bodyguard, officer. He just thinks he is.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter with him?
His brain is solid peanut butter.
Now, wait a minute. In other words, you all think that as long as the guy is crazy, it's okay for him to pack a rascal, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't happen to agree. I think maybe all of us folks better take a free ride, courtesy of the city of San Francisco, in the squad car.
Do you think that they'll end up in the clink? Do you think that they'll spend the night in jail, or get out on bail, wait and see what happens in that dream?
Listen, if you think a value is something that went out with hoop skirts, if the words a goodbye don't seem to make much sense these days, it means just one thing. You haven't heard about International Sterling Silver. The fact is that International Sterling has not raised prices as other leading silver people have. Now, that's right. So if you've been dreaming of owning this lovely solid silver, right now is a really perfect time to buy it. Well, you can buy any one of the beautiful international patterns for the same price you paid 4 years ago. For example, by getting 8 plate settings in International Sterling's lovely Serenity pattern, rather than some other sterling, you can save about $20. And with that $20, you can buy 8 additional teaspoons. Yes, International Sterling is a really outstanding value. And, of course, when you own International, you own the loveliest solid silver in the world. Solid silver that is yours forever. You never have to replace it. So why not visit your International Sterling dealer tomorrow? Spend your dollars in the way that will reward you most richly by getting the solid silver with beauty that lives forever. International Sterling Silver. Is two kinds of crazy. Crazy about his doctor's beautiful daughter, Hilda, and just plain crazy. Or is he? Anyway, when he appoints himself Hilda's bodyguard, things get a little bit out of hand.
Oh, you see, officer, I'm a watchdog, a bodyguard. I used to be in the Secret Service. Now I guess I carry a gun from force of habit.
Sure, son. And that's just how I'll book you, from force of habit.
Officer, what are we waiting for?
Sonny boy, we are waiting for the inspector. And the inspector will show up in his own good time.
Can I telephone my mother?
Why, sure, Sonny boy. Go right ahead.
Sonny boy, Emily boy, that's all it's
called. And then they called his mother and told her his position. Mother called an attorney who called a politician. He called a big shot in the San Francisco sector. The big shot called the DA and the DA called inspector. And the inspector called the whole thing off.
Yes, inspector. Yes, this is Officer Brown. No, Inspector. Yes, I will, Inspector. Goodbye, Inspector. The Inspector says you can all go home. But I'll keep that heater for a while, son. You can come back for it someday when you've got all your marbles back.
I'm going to tell my mother about you.
You still want me to meet your mother tonight, Emery?
Oh, no, not tonight. She's all upset. I've got to rush right home.
Emery boy, I'm beginning to think you're a stuffed shirt.
Never mind, Princess. I'll protect you.
Oh, no, you won't. I'd rather go home the way I came here, in a squad car. And O'Rourke, don't you dare to show up around the house before your appointment next Tuesday.
What?
Oh. Okay, Princess.
Hi, Doc. Let's talk fast, shall we? I've got to get in and guard Hilda as soon as I can.
Now, sit down, O'Rourke. I think your watchdog days are over.
What do you mean?
I know there's nothing the matter with you, O'Rourke.
You do?
I know more than that. I know you wouldn't take an unfair advantage of another man and his girl. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Doc. Thanks for everything.
Hilda's in the other room with Emery. Why don't you go in and say goodbye?
Yeah, might as well get it over with. Hi, Emery boy.
Hello. What's the matter, O'Rourke?
I'm cured, Princess. I don't want to guard anything anymore. Thanks for being so patient while I was worrying.
All right. I enjoyed the ride.
I'll never forget you, Princess. One little thing you ever did, or one little word you ever said.
I remember little things about you, too, O'Rourke.
Yeah, little things.
The way you were.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No more, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beamed,
the way you sang often,
the way you haunt my dreams. No more, they can't take that away from me. Thank you.
Well, goodbye, Emery boy. I hope you'll be very happy with the Viking princess.
Thanks, old boy. I will be.
Wait, O'Rourke. You mean you haven't been putting on an act for my benefit?
Well, I might have been cracked once. Anyway, I'm not now. Don't worry about me.
Wait. How can I help worrying about you? I'm in love with you.
Princess.
Say, what's going on here?
Well, is everything settled yet?
Doctor, we have an amazing thing to tell you.
Amazing? I knew this would happen. That's why I sent you in to say goodbye. Otherwise, you might have struggled along with Emery boy for another week or two.
Something's going to happen. Princess, you sit in the chair over there. Doc, you go over and close the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Emery boy, get over there and guard the door.
Oh, all right.
Is this dark enough, Princess?
Say, what's going on?
Don't worry, Father. Freddy boy isn't crazy. How are you, Freddy boy?
Only about you, Princess. The way I go, the soul.
But you dance so willingly.
I feel like such a jerk.
Oh, no, they can't take that away from me. No.
Music Comedy has been brought to you by the International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever. In the cast of the Silver Summer Review tonight were Johnny Desmond, Julie Conway, Kenny Bowers, Ellen Carroll and the Escorts, Jerry Hausner and Bill Adams. Assistants to Mr. Page were Ray Charles and Harris Hubble. Next week on the Silver Summer Review, you'll hear a story of newspaper nonsense by Paul Gallico. Listen next week for Cocktail Report. Dan Seymour speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.